Welcome to Washington's most controversial, the most raw, unfiltered, uncut podcast. Hosted by Seattle-based Commander-in-Chief of Laughter, General Mutombo. Love from Washington State, USA.
Wagwan, 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 excellists. It's your boy, General Mutombo. How you feeling? How was your Wednesday? Hump day! That's it, excellist. I have a quick question today. I hope you guys are doing well. Welcome to the show, broadcasting live from Seattle, Washington, is the obnoxious General Mutombo, African Fresh Prince. I'm here today with a question. It's been bothering me because I know people are in the industry and I listen to some of their concerns and they write me emails. So I have to also share this with you guys. I have a question. Is it rude to not tip delivery drivers? And we mean all types of delivery drivers. I know people who are in the logistical business and they deliver stuff from Home Depot, IKEA, Best Buy, all these places they deliver them to people here in the suburbs of Seattle. Do you need to tip on takeout orders or not? This we're talking about everybody from DoorDash and Grubhub, Uber Eats. Is this like a victimless perk? That was a question I dropped yesterday on my Instagram because I wanna discuss this with you, excellists. We are the highest tier of human etiquette. We believe that we are teachers and leaders in our different communities in different places of the world. And I'm no etiquette expert, but I believe that after COVID, we need to do better, people. We just need to do better. The demand for grocery delivery and pickup shot up a lot. It surged big time last year. Most of us were working from home. And, you know, some people lost their jobs. Some people just were locked in. Like, we were immobile to go to different places. And this increase of people finding somebody else to do their work is enough justification for you to reward these people who are doing things for you. It's a symbiotic relationship. This increase just shows how much consumers are trying to avoid going into stores. I don't know when's the last time you went to the mall or went to an actual Amazon store to buy anything. I think over Christmas is the first time I actually stepped into some spaces to buy things in person. So if somebody's doing something for you, I think it's kind of like humane and respectful to like compensate them for their time. Opting for delivery means that the driver assigned to your order, whether it's furniture or food, will be doing the work for you. So you need to tip people. I feel like you need to tip people. We are in a global pandemic right now. Like, it's hard. Like, if you are going to pull people, I don't know about other states. I traveled a lot last year and I felt like some states don't know even COVID exists. But if you're in the Pacific Northwest, if you're in Africa where there's a lockdown, or in Europe, I believe like potentially you know that anybody delivering something to you, they're risking their life, you know, right? They could be staying safe at home just like you, avoid accidents. People drove in the snow to deliver food, mailmen, all these people. But I wanna play you a video. Small clip that went viral a few weeks ago. Because there is a flip side to this situation, right? There's a flip side where some people argue that employers should be paying their drivers a living wage. You know, like it's not the responsibility. We're not supposed to purchase something to always tip when you've already met the asking price. Everything else, just like receiving mail, right? Just like the postman comes and delivers your mail, they are paid a living wage. That's why they're delivering, and we never tip mail people. We never tip Amazon drivers. But let me play this clip real quick, all right? Let me play this clip.
Y'all, I wish that people who order Uber Eats or DoorDash understood what it's like to be a driver. Like, I just spent 45 minutes on a delivery and had to pay $3 to bring this person their food because there was no parking, no free parking anywhere near their building, and they refused to come out and meet me. They tipped me $1.50 and Uber paid me $2.50. Like, I got approved 3 times the rent for income in 2 weeks. And I can't. And it doesn't matter that I'm working multiple jobs. It doesn't matter that I barely sleep and can barely afford to feed myself. I'm about to be homeless for the 3rd time since May.
So guys, Excelists, my fam, what do you think, Mandem? What do you think was going on in this clip? I picked up some few things. Number one, our friend is a disgruntled. It's a person who's using his car and painfully filling the high price of gas to deliver food for a particular customer. Clearly, it's winter, so it's cold to go out there and get food for people. And he felt disrespected and dehumanized by being offered $1 as compensation for his work. So there are two angles I can look at this. The first one, I empathize with them, right? I empathize, you know, the job market has been... Now, the job market, I can't blame the job market because there's a lot of jobs right now. But I empathize with his effort to give you the best service. He has delivered your food. He's made sure your food was there safe. All the items that were supposed to be there are there. As a thank you, there's a cutoff in most restaurants. There's a cutoff. They always want you to meet like a minimum threshold when it comes to ordering before they actually allow you to order from Grubhub or Uber or DoorDash and all that. And you have to order a certain amount of items. So it means you need people, like just the way you go to restaurants, you have to tip. People are battling traffic to get to your food. They have to get off the car twice. And most of the times you have to remember this locations, whether it's furniture shops, where any place where, that you have to order something from, Amazon, they don't live there. They have to drive to that location. That's also time that's not compensated in the gratuity, right? And you do know that this delivery company is tax the driver and tax the restaurant. Like, they get a cut from both of them. So the person really hurting here is the driver. On the flip side, I think that it's crazy that we have got to a point as a society where we are pushing the customers a lot more to tip the drivers, when we should be actually pushing the other companies which have employed the drivers, the people who pay their salary, to increase them to a living wage. It's like they're now passing that responsibility to the consumer. I don't get it. Why does Uber and other delivery drivers get a huge cut from restaurants, but you, the drivers, get chopped? You get stamped on. See, the U.S. Postal Service, you'll never find any pressure to tip the driver because their mail is paid for. They're paying them a living wage. I feel like it's easier to blame the customer when it comes to this type of situation I just played. It's easier to blame the customer because it's a face you can see. The Karens who go to grocery stores and start yelling, "Where's the manager?" There's a face that you have to blame. When cops pull up in a neighborhood that they don't like or that's not their favorite, there's a face they can pull up. We as humans, we tend to want to blame a face. If you're responsible with your life, you'll blame people who are in your life. You want to put a face to the responsibility. If you're like a kryptonite to relationships because you have not done any self-work, you will be blaming other people in your life. Like, you only date bad people. Who's the common factor here? The fact is not the food is bad or the restaurants are not doing their job. The fact here is the big companies do not want to pay you a living wage. And most of these companies, it's easiest to blame because you don't know who owns them. You don't know. You've never seen the owner of Grubhub on Twitter laughing at you. You've not seen the owners of IKEA, like, just, you don't have a face. They're faceless. And some of these delivery places, they are locationless. There are some locations, you're like in Pacific Northwest and the company's like in the middle of Arizona or Michigan or Denver or somewhere you don't know. You don't have a face. Let me get in a chip in from one of my friends here. He's a fellow podcaster. Let him give us his 5 takes on this, because he also has an opinion about tipping and how much you should tip. And let's hear it out.
In the industry, the food and beverage industry, and it's an industry where you, most of the times, wherever you are, you have to tip the people. That's what is expected as a patron, for you to tip the people, right? Now, on average, it's 10 to 15%. of your bill to tip the person. And I understand that that's how it works. That's how it's been working. It's been like that for ages. You're a bartender, you tip your bartender. You go to a restaurant, you tip your server and stuff like that. I had jobs where I had to be tipped. It was fun because, you know, where I was working, I was good at what I was doing, so I was making tip and stuff like that. Now, I don't know about every places in the world that require tips, okay? But where I'm from, where I've been working with this tips, there's one thing that's a lot of the workers omit. The tip is at your at the customer's discretion. Always. They push this thing where whenever you know you have a service, it's 10%. That's the basic. If you have good service, it's 12 to 15. If you have great 50 service, it's 18 and up. But it is at the discretion of the people. And sometimes it's really expected. It's expected. They want you to tip. They want you to, you have to tip when it's at the customer's discretion. And I've had people ask for a tip even though the service was poor. But that's besides the point. One thing I would say about that is that it's not because it's been like that for ages that it's right. Then it has to stay like that. I tip whenever I go out. I'm a good tipper. I tip when I go out. But if we go for that basis of tipping, that's what I think. If we go for that basis of tipping, it's not just the server that should get a tip. Yeah, you know, you split through all the servers, but the person at the kitchen should get a tip. Everybody should get a tip, right? It's not often the place. Instead of requiring for a tip, and I know that there's some restaurants that have been doing that, instead of for accepting a tip, increase the bill and know that there's a portion that's going to just increase the wage of all your workers. That's what I think.
Whoa, 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 whoa. You heard the man. You heard the man. I do hold dissimilar understanding of where he's coming from because he's worked in the industry. It's been a while since I worked in delivery, industry, logistics, or just in a restaurant to be whole. But I once owned a restaurant. And I'd had employees and I had staff. I had waitresses. I had servers, bartenders. To be honest, as a restaurateur and a person who understands the food industry pretty well, regardless of how you feel, that's my personal thoughts, regardless of how you feel about the payment structures of these companies like delivery, like DoorDash or Amazon, the fact remains, I just feel like you should tip the drivers. You should tip people who are taking their time to bring something to you. Like, you know, you have to understand something, right? A lot of people were on the verge of bankruptcy because of the pandemic. And they are really trying to navigate. They're trying to handle a very difficult financial landscape right now. They're trying to navigate. They don't know where they're going. They're sailing blindly. Like, it's like a Titanic waiting to explode. And in these situations where a lot of people's lives have been upset. There's been a lot of death. You know, COVID shook a lot of us. I feel in these situations, we cannot be judgmental or overly opinionated because we do not know everybody's case. We don't know what people are like going through, you know? I just think tipping should be based on respect, gratitude, and right now, the current social circumstances that we have. Let me give an example. I know somebody who totally depends on delivery for income for his bills, and delivery is not good every day. Like you have to understand that some days, especially if it's the food delivery or stuff like that, they don't get customers consistently. So when they do, it's huge. They can only work certain hours, like breakfast or lunch or dinner. Then in between there, they have to figure out how they're going to survive. So those peak hours for them are very important for them to like get their bills taken care of. Now you put after sacrificing to be outside to keep some money running in, mothers, grandfathers, husbands, head of the household, who are trying to bring food home, and then you give them a dollar. Like that's a spit on their face. Just think of it. How much is your time worth? And why do you think their time is worth a dollar or two? Would you work for a dollar? These are three reasons I feel that everybody should tip their delivery drivers. When ordering food online, it's sometimes an afterthought that you should be tipping these guys.
Love is not enough, baby. Come to me, Molo. Love me or you hate me, know me. No mess with me, Mologo. NSC 250, Kumaloni Titi, Giuseppe Zanotti, in a Maserati. Edgy baby, easy, fine boy like you, easy. You won't kiss somebody, but lose sweet melody. Normally, oh, Ojo Jumolan Shaye, oh, ah. Luckily, oh, Molo Timo Veno. I just want to be I. I just want to be alive.